Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 453 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 35, The Master's Herald, part 1.
It aired on October 19th, 2002, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Jill Donnellan, oh no.
I'm noticing a trend. First of all, we are in the home stretch.
We have three more weeks of recording.
Yeah, but starting at... Hang on, let me go back. Starting at episode 26, The Master's Last Stand.
Uh-huh.
Well, not starting at that. The week after that. So starting on episode 27, Unfinished Business, they have been airing two episodes a day ever since.
Yeah, is that when they switched to Disney?
I think so.
Yeah.
And Disney's like, just burn the rest of this.
Just get them out of there, yeah. Okay.
It's just a fun thing I noticed.
Yeah, I think I noticed that. Well, yeah, because we talked about that with the episode right before Forever Red, when we were like, oh, they're the same day as Forever Red, so I wonder what they were leading up to. Anyway, the Ghostbusters trailer just came out, and I'm all out of sorts because of it, so let's try to get this train back on the tracks. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we go back, we come back, and then we talk about it. We do good talk about it sometime.
We come back and we talk good.
Talk good.
On a really about on Power a really Rangers. Good day, we talk even gooder.
Sometimes we talk the goodest any voice possibly could talk. Anyway, let's go watch the Master's Herald.
Wild time. And we're back, and we just watched The Master's Herald Part 1.
We did.
Boy, what a roller coaster.
Oh boy, it takes a big old turn towards the middle there.
Yeah.
To places I was not expecting, or I'm not sure I'm prepared to talk about with the care and delicacy that they might need to be talked about.
Yeah, it goes from being like, it starts off, and I'll just give you a quick rundown. It starts off feeling like a regular Wild Force episode, and then it gets into being like a pretty good Wild Force episode. And then there is one specific moment where a Tokyo Drift left turn is taken, and the whole episode is just buck wild after that.
Yep. So before we get into it, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes of Power Rangers. Happy New Year, by the way. Hopefully Lost Galaxy is up on the website by the new year. By the time you hear this.
It's me that has to do it, so you never know.
We're not recording for like 2 weeks. You're going to have plenty of time. Your new schedule should kick in by then.
It's already kicked in. You know what's really cool is that my unavailable days at work now are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Like Christmas is on a Wednesday, and Christmas Eve is on a Tuesday, and they gave me Christmas Eve off because I'm not available.
It's nice.
It's really nice when your managers like look at your availability and go, yes, that is accurate.
Oh, okay.
That is correct.
Nice. I'm going to be gone the entire week of Christmas. And I told him, I was like, we bought plane tickets. If you say no, hand me my 2 weeks, I'll reapply when I get back. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. You can also listen to old episodes on the classic feed, which maybe also will be updated by the time the new year rolls around.
That one is easier. I don't have to code anything for that. So.
Yeah. So maybe that'll be up too. You can go listen to up through InSpace, possibly. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Cortland Podcast. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife. We're on Pod Baby. We're on Pod Bay. We're on Pod Bay 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 Bay.
Podum Cole, baby.
We're on Adam Cole. I don't like Adam Cole. I'm a noted disliker of Adam Cole, mostly because he was my former roommate's like guy, and I don't get him. So I would be extremely against him, you know, like you do with your friends.
Right.
This is how wrestling friends work. I do love how over Adam Cole Bebe his little call thing is. I'm a big fan of everyone in the world yelling that with him, even if they probably don't know who he is entirely.
Right.
Can't wait for Keith Lee to take that belt from him. It's gonna be dope.
It is so nice to see the world discover Keith Lee. I just know that that's the same Keith Lee that powerbombed Ray Rowe so hard that the ring broke. He powerbombed a couple people so hard that the ring broke. It was like
Keith Lee was on like a 4-month streak of breaking the ring to the point where they put him on. His match was always right before the intermission, so if he broke the ring, they would have time to fix it. yeah, that's the same guy that I talked about Pokemon with at the Marquesa Hall and Theater in Austin, Texas. And he just beat Seth Rollins at Survivor Series.
That's nuts.
And powerbombed, he spirit bombed Roman Reigns so hard. I thought Roman Reigns was going to pop out of his combat pants.
He did one to Finn Balor on NXT, and Balor bounced like 8 feet back into the air.
He backflipped. It's amazing. Keith Lee's a superhero, and everyone, I'm so glad people are finally like, oh, holy crap, this guy who's like 320 pounds, 6'3", who's just throwing moonsaults like it's nothing, he's pretty good. About time. Welcome to the club. You can find us on Keith Lee Podcasts. We're the new number one Keith Lee fan cast. We've been the number one Keith Lee fan cast, and I think that is well documented.
I think so.
If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. It's the new year, and so we're going to start doing bonus episodes once a month. Who knows? There's probably a bonus episode that came out last month about the Ghostbusters trailer, because I have a lot of thoughts and opinions about it. and we can't do it right now because you have to work, and we're doing an episode of Power Rangers. So
yeah,
we got to get to that. So that might be up, and then there's gonna be once a month a bonus episode of Indeterminate Origin, whatever we're feeling. Maybe more Phenomenaries if I can figure out how to use Media Stream on this side, because it works very well. But I'm not sure how Shannon gets a hold of it. She just sends me a link. So I'll figure it out. What else is on Patreon? Early episodes, all your favorite stuff. You help support the show. You know the things. It's the new year. I feel like as the new year, I should say it. But it's also like the 35th episode of Wild Force. So you've heard it a dozen times. presumably more. Anyway, that's it for our plugs. It's a Monday episode. Josh, do you want to get into Masters Herald Part 1?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay, so
you're about to say we start off.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the first probably 6 minutes of this episode at all.
Well, we start off with Mandalok just screaming at Toxica and Jindrax about how they couldn't kill the Power Rangers because last episode doesn't count. Forever Red is like, it wasn't a Wild Force episode, it was a Power Rangers episode, so right. It's not referred to.
It's barely, if at all, actually canon.
I think it is extremely canon, but also not necessarily. I don't think it takes place when it did.
I think you're right. I think this is a post-season episode of Wild Force.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see where the episode. It definitely doesn't take place between Animus being mad at them for letting the Earth down and Mandalok being mad at Jindrax and Toxica for Animus coming back around, right?
Yeah.
Because they just skip right over it. So they're like, Animus came back. How are we supposed to know that Animus would be cool with them and help them out again? And then he like punches Toxica in the throat.
He beats the crap out of her.
It's really rough. And it gets worse. So there's going to come a point where I'm going to wish that I was smarter and more knowledgeable. I want someone smarter than me to watch this episode of Power Rangers and just like talk about like the cycle of abuse and like the real heady stuff that like this Ding Dong podcast is not equipped to talk about. Cause like it gets raw for a little bit. But so he like punches her in the throat. She like runs away crying and Jindrax runs after her. And then like there's like a ninja star ghost that is like in the corner that's like invisible. And Mandalok's like, I can taste you. Get out here. Because they don't have noses.
Right, he's all mouths.
And mouths and nose is connected. The senses are connected, so I'm assuming it's mouth smell.
Well, I don't know. If you don't have a nose, can you even taste?
You know what? I think you're right. I think that's the way it goes, is that if you hold your nose, you can just like bite into an onion and not really taste it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
How does the human body function at all?
Did you know your nose hairs actually are taste buds? I think that's actually that's real science.
I think that's true. I'm on record as saying the only thing I know about smells comes from the Magic School Bus. It's the only way I know how smells work. It's stuck with me forever. I don't know if it's right, but I know it's probably something.
It was probably as right as they could be at the time.
Yep, that's probably true. Have you ever seen that episode, the smells episode of Magic School Bus?
The only episode of the Magic School Bus I even vaguely remember, I think, is an immune system episode where they shrink down and go into somebody's bloodstream, and then the bus gets attacked by a white blood cell.
They do it like four times a season, though, right?
Right, right.
So the smell episode, they go into a nose, and it turns out that smell molecules are specific shapes, and there is a corresponding – it's like perfection in your nose, right? Like skunk smell – looks like has a skunk smell shape, and there's a skunk smell shape hole that the stink molecule goes in, and that's how you smell.
I don't think that's accurate, actually.
You know,
I don't think my nose is full of a bunch of perfection holes.
You haven't been
literally
up there?
Literally millions of little holes that a scent plugs into so I can smell it. That doesn't sound right to me.
You know, I don't think Miss Frizzle would lie to me, so I don't know. You're going to have to take that up with her.
You're
and
right.
And her magical schooled bus.
When she gets out of Bobby's blood, I'll yeah. call her up.
when she quits playing around in a flower. Or like going through the solar system, but it's all in a straight line. And then there's like a little PSA at the end where they're like, we know the solar system's not in a straight line, but it's a TV show. We had to make it easy. That happened. I don't know why they needed to, like, I know they didn't fly to space on their bus. I figured that out, even though I was a little kid. Anyway, so Ninja Star Ghost is a Duke Org. He's only got one horn. His name is Onikage, which means demon shadow.
Oh, nice. I knew it was demon something.
Yeah, because Oni is demon, Kage is shadow. Learn that from Naruto. You're welcome, everybody.
His design is troubling.
It's a little something, huh?
I mean, he's got a big ninja star head, and the rest of him is like in a ninja outfit.
He's like ninja outfits,
but
yeah.
He's got the one horn on his head. But he also has a horn on his chest that goes all the way up to where his nose would be.
Does he? I didn't notice.
Yeah, so at some points, it looks like it's stabbing him in his own face.
That is a bad design. That's a weird evolutionary design flaw.
It's the same as Animus's big cod piece. Except that one stabs him in the shoulders and armpits.
Right, so up to, like, the nipples at best.
Right.
Yeah, his face is a ninja star, like there's like a ninja star over it, like a mask, and he's only got one eye, and it's like, it looks like there's a turtleneck covering his whole head, because it's like ribbed, and his eye actually like moves up and down, even in the American footage, and like, it's pretty good. I didn't notice the big horn coming out into his face. That's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, it's right out of his sternum, and it just curls up right into his nose.
Well,
I don't know why it's there. They could have left it off and he would have looked fine, I think.
Yeah, probably. It seems like that would be bad to like run around in, right?
It would be bad to like look down suddenly.
Yeah, or like if you bump into something and it like right in your face and you're dead.
It's like the exaggerated Keaton Batman where instead of having, you have to bend
to
your whole body
shoulders.
To look down.
Yeah. No, that's bad. That's I would not enjoy being in that. So we cut to him, he's like, I'm the new Duke, and I'm here to say I'm going to kill the Rangers in a major way. And I don't remember what he says.
Why is he pumpkin rapper?
Pumpkin rapper was a genius. We should all try to be more like him and his clever raps and rhymes. We cut to Jinjaku and Toxica, and they're like in the forest sitting on a log. And they're just talking, and I think they're talking about how, like, Mandalok hates her and is never going to trust her, and who knows. And, like, they're never going to get anything done because they keep screwing up, and now Big Mouse Person wants to kill them or something. So then Ninja Man just shows up, and he's like, hey, I know how you can get back in Mandalok's good graces. And they're like, oh? And what I love about this is Toxica is, like, very, like, she's like holding back about it. Jindrax is like really on board to help Toxica.
Yeah.
So Onikage is like, you got to get the princess back. And they're like, well, she's on the Animarium. We can't go up there. Everyone knows that. And Onokage's like, well, I know how to get up there. And Jinrush is like, dope, let's go. Like, immediately. And Tatsu's like, well, hold on, doesn't this seem like awful convenient? And then Jinrush like takes like 3 steps back. He's like, yeah, hold on a minute.
Hold up a minute.
It's just like the back and forth is very good. But then he's like, yeah, no, I can get anywhere. I can show you the way to get up there. And there's like a close-up shot of him like squinting, and it looks like he's like, I'm going to trick them.
Yeah, because he says, at first Toxica says no, and he's like, that's fine, I'll do it myself. Like, I was only trying to help you guys out. And that's what makes Toxica change her mind.
Right, I forgot about that, yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely scheming.
His voice is so even that it sounds like he's scheming, and it will turn out that he is, but it gives it away with his Hannibal Lecter tone.
Yeah.
Or I guess Norman Bates, or Patrick Bateman. Who's the American Psycho? Patrick Bateman's from American Psycho.
Frasier Crane.
Frasier Crane. He's got this Frasier Crane tone. Everyone knows Frasier Crane is a serial killer. That's what the show is about, right? No one's ever seen Frasier.
I think so. Yeah, no one's ever watched a full episode of Frasier.
No, no one's ever seen it. Why would you? It looks extremely boring. But turns out it's about how Frasier's a serial killer. We cut to the Animarium, and Tosca steps into frame. It's nighttime, and she's in stealth mode. And I am into it.
She doesn't look like an org at all, except for the horn on her head.
She's got like a headband with her horn coming out of it to keep it on. She has no mask. Her big, like, you know, witch fortune teller outfit is completely gone. Her hair's out. Her face is completely like in the open. She's in a leather mini skirt and fishnets.
Yep.
And then like a black shirt, like a kind of ninja-y shirt. But like it's. If I could be a guy for a second, it's pretty hot. I don't know if this is exactly what you would want to sneak around in, but...
No, I mean...
I guess it works.
It doesn't seem like it offers a lot of cover or helps you blend in any way.
No, it is magic, though, as we will find out in a second.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it is a magic ninja outfit, so...
It's a magic ninja club outfit. Because she could also wear this to go clubbing at Club Org. So she just, like, walks in. We cut to Alyssa and Taylor sleeping. They share a room, apparently. Didn't know that, but they share a room. We cut to Max and Danny. They share a room. We will not cut to Cole. He sleeps in a tree somewhere.
He sleeps in a tree. And room is a vague term.
Because
they're outside. They're definitely,
there's
like...
no roof.
They're definitely next to some bushes.
Yeah, there's, like... walls, I guess, so, mostly, but it's like still, it's like an outside room. It's like in Breath of the Wild where you go to like the Castletown ruins and like there are four walls, but it's basically outside,
right?
Toxico goes up to the squirt pool and it's like glowy a little bit, and she's like, ooh, and goes to like grab it because presumably Princess Shayla's in there, and we will see Princess Shayla what she looks like when she's in the pool later, and it is goofy.
It's so stupid.
So Toxica reaches in and gets zapped. Like, yellow lightning, like, blasts her, and she starts screaming bloody murder, and she, like, falls to the ground. Jindrax runs out of nowhere. The other range... At some point, Danny woke up. He's like, Max, I think someone's here. He's got a teddy bear.
Of course he does. Obviously. A baby, and he's not ashamed of it, like Max.
Exactly. Unlike Max, who is a baby and is ashamed of it.
I'm surprised these two aren't in bunk beds.
You know... I thought they were sleeping on the ground at first. I was like, boy, that's rough. But they're on, like, cots, maybe? They're very close. Their cots are very close to each other. There's, like, a big open room, and their beds are both in the middle of the room.
Well, you have to be within slapping range.
Exactly. Yeah, you got a point there. So they get up. Then Toxica starts screaming. Everyone, like, wakes up. Like, Taylor shoots out of bed, like, don't wake daddy.
The hat flies off across the room, and it's lost after one game.
Exactly. You get one game with the hat, and I hope you liked it. It's just like Mousetrap. First of all, no one's ever played a game of Mousetrap. You just set Mousetrap up, knocked it down a couple times.
I have played a game of Mousetrap with my mother.
Did you set it up as you go?
I'm trying to remember how it works. I don't think so. Because I think the goal is just you get to the end and then you trap the mouse. You win by getting caught in the trap, if I'm not mistaken.
That seems like a bad...
It's either that or it's something game. Like when you land on a thing, there's like I know it's not like turn the crank X amount of times, but I feel like maybe it's a similar mechanic and eventually it triggers the trap. But you have to be under it, so there has to be...
Because you got to get the cheese. So do you play a mouse or do you play the mouse trap trying to catch the mouse?
The little token that you play as is a mouse.
I think look, mouse trap is a bad game.
I remember setting it up and sitting at the kitchen table and playing it with my mother, but I could not tell you what the rules were. I was very young.
Okay. Jindrax comes running up after Tosca's like screaming. He says, Tosca, are you okay? Oh my god. The Rangers all show up and they're like, what are you doing here? You're trespassing. Ninja Man like does like a ninja teleport in and he pulls a sword out and he's like, wah, wah. And he's like, oh, you're the Power Rangers, huh? And the Power Rangers are like, yeah.
Shayla also popped out of the pool.
That's in a second.
Okay. I thought that was before he said that about the Power Rangers.
No, he's like, oh, you're the Power Rangers. Nice jammies. And they're like, because right, they do their right, like right. Power Ranger fight. And then he's like, "That's those are interesting outfits. And Alyssa like tries to cover up. And all the Rangers are like, these are my jammies. It's nighttime. And then like after 2 seconds, they're like, wait a minute, we're fighting you. Hold on. And they just all go back to their poses. It's very good. He does have a Dan does still have his teddy bear. And someone's like, nice teddy bear. And he like puts it away and goes back
yeah.
to
yeah. And then Shayla pops out of the pool, and she's yeah. facing the Rangers, and she yells at them.
Yeah, she's like, do you know what time it is? It's like 11:30. Why are you yelling? Why is everybody yelling? And so it's like, Shayla, read the room.
If you ever want to judge someone's true character without alcohol, just wake them up abruptly and see how they treat you.
Yeah, my true character is an amnesiac. Because if I fall asleep and you wake me up, I won't remember anything about my life or how I got there or just the circumstances of my existence.
Yeah, it turns out my true nature is tired.
They're like, Shayla, turn around. And she turns around and there's like three orcs there. And so she jumps back. There's like a little scuffle for like 1 second, but they end up getting Shayla behind them. And they're like, get out of here. You're trespassing. And it's like, you could just probably kill them, right? Because, like, they're bad guys, and one of them's injured, and they're in your house, where you presumably have, like, some power, probably.
Probably. I don't know. Danny gives the teddy bear to Shayla.
Right. So then they just disappear, and we cut to the next day. We, like, smash cut to Mandalok blasting Toxica with lightning.
When they disappear, that's when Onikage is like, we'll go for now, but I can sneak back here anytime with my secret ninja suits.
Oh, yes. They're like, our outfits let us go anywhere we want. And I was like, okay.
The ninja Power outfits Rangers are the equivalent of Susie from Space Case's gills.
Yeah, I can breathe whatever.
I can breathe anything with these gills on my collarbones.
Susie from Space Case's is played by the same woman who played... I don't remember her name on one of the, in All My Children, maybe a One Life to Live. I think it was All My Children. So, and my mom used to watch that like religiously. And every time I'm like, oh, there's Susie from Space Cases. And also, Kirsten Storms is on that. That's right. Xenon, Girls of 23rd Century. I don't know if it was Century or not. I just, that was.
That's what happens when you get past the last century. Then you're into centuries.
Then you got to start over with centuries, yeah. A lot of scientists won't tell you that. It's a secret they've been keeping pretty close to chest for a little while. Is that there are a finite amount of centuries before we got to switch over to the old Z calendar. Cut to Mandalok blasting Toxica for ruining the plan. And she's like, how was I supposed to know that the pool would shock me half to death? And he's like, I don't give a shit. Get out of here. Yeah. You're worthless and I hate you.
He straight up just shoots her in the chest. Like, before he was, like, he was basically flexing on them with it and just blasting it around the room and, like, the equivalent of throwing your dishes but not aiming at the person.
Right, yeah.
But this time he hit her with the beer bottle. Like, I don't...
It's extremely hard to watch because then she runs away crying and Jindrax, like, tries to apologize because, like...
Yeah.
He doesn't know, like, how to act in this situation, so, like, he runs after her.
This is especially rough, because, like, I know some kids I went to school with, like, had it rough.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine watching and relating to this.
Right? Like, that's what I'm saying, is, like, this episode has got to be, and this word is, like, used, like, by a lot of garbage people now, like, half ironically. Like, it's probably a pretty triggering episode to some people.
Yeah, I would say so.
So she runs away crying. Generex runs after her and, like, tries to console her. And he's like, I don't, you know, like, anyone would have done that. Like, no one, you know.
Yeah.
How could anyone know that the squirt pool was going to, like, is also an electric fence? Like, no one would know that. And she's like, Mandalog hates me. It's like, whoa, this is, like, some classic abuse symptoms of, like, trying to justify your abuser. And it really sucks. And again, I just wish someone smarter was here that I could be like, what do you think about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely rough. It's really weird because it's like Mandalok has these two kids and Jindrax and Toxica, and then like here comes this new guy in the picture.
It's like two stepkids.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm smart enough to say what I'm thinking.
Right, yeah, that's the problem. Is like I don't know if I can articulate this in a way that isn't just like...
But Onikage bad. Is assisting Mandalok.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Because like Onikage comes up in a second is like, Mandalok isn't mad at you. In fact, Mandalok's going to forgive you.
Yeah, he says, I think it's right before this, after Toxica leaves, after he zaps her, Onikage is like, well, hang on. I think I know a way we still can use her.
Yeah. And it's like, ooh, rough.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Onikage is like, gets up to them and is like, yeah, Mandalok will absolutely forgive you. You just got to do like one thing and then it'll all be forgiven and you'll be back in their good graces and it'll be fine. And I just don't like it. I just don't like how any of this is shaping up.
Yeah. It's super weird because Toxica never makes a face turn.
No.
She never becomes a good guy in this episode. I don't know what happens from here, but you root for her?
Absolutely. By the end, you're like, Toxica, get out of there.
Yeah.
Become a good guy. Like, join the... Like, there's an opening, and then it's just like this, like Stockholm Syndrome thing by the end. It's like, oh, she can't even see it, and that's what sucks the most.
Yeah.
So, I guess they agree. Because then we cut to the pool squirt, and Shayla's like, there's a new org. Like, all right, we got to go. So they start running away. Cole stops, turns back around, and goes, Shayla, get in the pool.
You'll be safe in there.
So she hobs in the pool. Cut down to Times Square or wherever, the city. And there's a bunch of old orgs are back. There's Ocarina Man. There's Lion Tamer Man. There's Steam Engine Man.
Clock Man.
One other one who did not leave an impression. Thought it might have been a garbage bucket, but I don't think it was.
Garbage man. Duke the Dumpster Drosy is here.
Did him and Repo Man ever team up?
I don't think so, but he definitely fought... No, I'm sorry, that was Henry Godwin. Duke Drosy also fought Triple H a lot, but Henry Godwin's the one that got him in a pig pen.
Is that in your house had to be?
Absolutely.
they're like, what's up, Rangers? We're back. And they start fighting. The Rangers like go to attack them, but they can't hit them. They like jump through them, but then they can hit the Power Rangers. And I was like, oh, these are illusions, but something is up. So then we cut back to the Animarium.
This next part really confuses me.
The timeline doesn't make sense. It's like a 1 minute timeline and it doesn't make sense the way it's cut.
There's one part in it that doesn't make sense to me. We're about to talk about it. So let's just do what we do here. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know. Let's quit teasing it and just do the dang thing. So we cut up.
Here's a trailer for the next segment.
We cut up to Shayla. Sitting in the pool, she's like just, hugging her knees, just like smiling.
Yeah, she's in just like a fetal position, just like,
just like, eh, I'm in the pool.
I'm safe in here. They can't get me.
I'm underwater. And then she hears something and she's like, oh, Merrick. And so she jumps out and Merrick is there and he's acting very suspicious.
She does hear Merrick say, Princess Shayla, are you here?
So she hops out and she's like, good, you're here to protect me. And Merrick's like, yes.
Of course I am. And it's weird. It's super weird because he hisses like a snake.
That's not suspicious or anything. So she's like, awesome. Now we can see what the Power Rangers are doing. So she goes to watch the Power Rangers get beat up by illusions.
She's like, I don't have to stay curled up in the pool.
So couldn't you just turn the pool on and watch it from the other side? It'd be mirrored, but you could still watch it, right? From the bottom that, rather than the top?
That depends on the hologram water projection technology that you're using, I guess.
You're right. I don't know how it works. I'm not a scientist. So then she's like, Merrick, you need to go. They need your help. And Merrick's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I will go now.
Let me do that. And then she turns around. And it feels like Merrick leaves because we cut to the Rangers.
I swear we see Merrick run off.
I think he does.
He goes to help them and then the Wolf Ranger shows up to help them.
So that's confusing in a second.
Yeah.
So he shows up. He's like, whoa, something's here. I can feel it in the wind. / smell it with my wolf nose. And so he puts his pool cue in gun mode and he just shoots like nothing. And he shoots Onikage. And then all the illusions disappear.
Yeah, because they're fighting the illusions. He shows up. He's just like, he looks over at like the corner above a weird staircase or something.
Yeah, and he's like, that's an org.
Yeah, he's like, what's that? And just shoots it.
And so that makes Onikage come visible. All the illusions disappear. But then Shayla turns around and Merrick's still there.
Merrick walks back in. From the other side of the stage.
So was the first one that was acting weird Merrick, or is this one the one that was there the whole time? Because it seems like they want you to think both.
They want you to think both, because I think they want you to be as confused as Shayla. But
congratulations, you nailed it, Power Rangers.
I can confirm that this is the same Merrick that was there the first time. And the thing that is confusing to me is how did they know when they ran off the real Merrick was going to show up in the fight?
I don't know what they should have done. Because this isn't Merrick, eyes glow purple, and he like menacingly is like, wah-ha-ha-ha, and like walks towards her. What should have happened was she should have looked at the pool and gone, oh no, they're in trouble. Merrick, you need to go down there. Turned around. We still see Merrick, but then Wolf Ranger jumps in.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that they needed to do. But instead, they did this whole Scooby-Doo door of, like, did he leave? Was it really Merrick? No, it's not. Why?
That's
so convenient.
I think that is partly because it's written for children.
I feel like.
And so they didn't really take a second pass at it.
I think that's really disparaging to the children. Because I think even children would be like, well, why was the first Merrick being weird then if it was him? But it wasn't. Anyway, so the Ninja Man's like, aha, you fell right into my trap and you waited here. Gotcha. And then disappears. And then we cut back and
then the Rangers spend 10 minutes being like, what did he mean by that? What possibly could that have meant when he said that we fell for a trap?
Shayla calls on her little bat necklace. She's like, Power Rangers, there's an org on the Animarium. And they're like, we gotta go. But then they don't. And then, like, they just don't. So then, turns out, Merrick is Toxica. Merrick turns into Toxica. Ninja mode Toxica. She's also gotta go clubbing after this. And she's wearing her good fishnets to do that.
And her face glitter.
In her face glitter.
You know, for the dark club.
You know, well, because, like, the lights that are all, they'll reflect. Guess.
I went to a club one time, and boy, was it awful. I don't know how people do that for fun.
The only time I've been to clubs is, like, there was a concert at that club, and I went there. And then, like, the concert's over, and I'm like, good, time to go. I saw the sounds. I can leave now. So she like, mocks her. She's like, oh, Merrick, come protect me.
That's how you know it was the same one the whole time. It's because she heard her say that when she came out.
You're right. What a... Oh, boy. Someone needs to... someone needs to give us $10 a piece just because we had to parse that. Like, that should be their recompense. Buy me some Taco Bell. She's like... Get out of here, Tosca. You don't belong here. You're an org. You can't be here. And Tosca's like, make me. And then Shayla does a Matrix bicycle kick.
She grabs Shayla by the arm and says, make me, like a second grader.
Uh-huh.
Which I did love that. But yeah, then Shayla is like struggling. And this is the switch I was talking about in the episode. This is the hard left turn.
I think there's the hard left turn is coming up in like 3 minutes, because this is a hard left. I think what I'm talking about is actually a hard right turn, and this is the hard left turn.
This is the moment where I started to really pay attention to the episode.
Right. Okay. Fair.
Because Shayla, starts struggling and being the, like, damsel in distress, but then just, like, isn't anymore.
She jumps up in the air and kicks Toxica, like, three times while,
she,
like,
Liu Kang bicycle kicks Toxica.
Yeah, there's, like, purple explosions when her feet land, and then she, like, lands on the ground and does, like a Matrix pose, and it's like, I'm not just a princess, I'm a guardian of the Earth. And I was like, where has this been?
Yeah, it took 36 episodes to get here? 35?
Like, why? How come in episode, like, 9 or whatever, when Zenaku was like, I'm going to take you to a shed now, and why didn't she just bicycle kick his ass?
She could smell Merrick in there.
Maybe. Maybe she's like, yeah, I just want to have sex with this big wolf man.
She kicks Toxica off, and Toxica and literally everyone else watching the episode in unison say, you can fight?
Yeah. She does, like, and what's the most baffling thing, I guess not baffling, I guess, like, the thing that, like, kind of, like, pisses me off a little bit is that, like, she's good at it. Like,
yeah.
She's crisp. Like, when she lands, it's, like, very Bruce Lee. Like, it's really good.
And I swear, in a lot of the, like, stunt shots, I swear to God, it was just her.
Yeah, it just looks like Anna Marie Crouch. And it's like, why didn't you let her do this the whole time? Why'd you make her pout and yell at Merrick about being a bad flutist?
Where's this been? Merrick never clapped back because she could kick his ass, and he knew that.
How come every time we got a Shayla cut of her going, no, Rangers, huh? Why wasn't she been like, all right, I'm just going to get my good boots on, right? And go down there and help your dumb asses.
If every time it did that, she, like, instead of being like, oh, gosh, oh, golly, she's just like, instead of that, she's cracking her knuckles,
right?
Rolls,
like, oh,
her sleeves up, cracks her neck.
The one thing about this that I wish they would have done is because Toxica in a second will rip off her ninja outfit and reveal her big regular outfit underneath it. I wish Shayla would have done that and would have been in, like, Princess Shayla karate mode.
Yeah.
Because she's got this big long dress on, and, like, her kicks are there. It's like a flowy dress. It's not, like, restrictive or anything, but, like, they get, like, a little lost, and I feel like it'd be easy to get tripped up in it. So I wish she would have at least, like, ripped her dress off and it was just, like, shorts underneath.
Yeah.
Or something.
I do like the dissonance of her being in a, like, flowy princess dress and that also
cool.
Just beating the crap out of an orc in her hometown.
Yeah. So they fight back and forth. We cut to the Power Rangers. Remember when the Power Rangers were like, Shayla was like, there's an orc here. And they're like, yeah. And then they didn't go? Well, it's because they went to the river to go fight Jindrax and some ninja nutties. Why are they fighting Jindrax in a ninja costume down by the river?
This is after Onikage was like, you fell into my trap.
Right. They're like, aha, joke's on you. We're going to fall into a completely second trap. That'll trick you.
We're going to get you. This is our trap this time.
So,
you think we're falling in a trap, but that's the trap itself.
So we get some fighting there. It's just Jindrax and, like, 12 nutties. It's basically 2-on-1 for every ranger. And there's all 6 of them are there. Then we cut back up to Toxica versus Shayla, and they're fighting, and they're doing, like, a lot of, there's, like, a lot of wire stuff. There's, like, a lot of, like legit Matrix, like, block, 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 block. Like, they're, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, at one point, Shayla kicks off a wall and, like, does a flying jump kick.
It's dope. But they get into this thing where they're, like, both, like, grabbing one of their hands. Like, they're each attacking and blocking at the same time, so they, like, have a hand blocked and grabbed. I forget what Toxica said. She's like, I don't care if you can fight. You're coming with me or whatever. And then Shayla says, like, well, at least my heart's still pure. And I'm like, what? And Toxica's like, what?
It's really weird because she says, like, even if I have to fight you, I still have a pure heart.
Yeah, and it's like, that's a weird, like, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like, I'm not like most girls. Kind of thing.
It's,
I just don't like
that. It is a little
bit.
I don't know how they're trying to play it. I don't know if they're trying to be like, she's trying to appeal to Toxica because Toxica's an org.
By negging her? Seems weird.
Yeah, and Toxica's an org who by definition does not have a heart. Cole told us that.
Yeah, that's episode 2 stuff.
He can't sense a heart in them. That's why he's okay with killing them.
Yeah, why doing a murder to them? Because they're you can't reason with bad guys. So I'm confused by this, but then Toxica grabs her with she like breaks away and then just like grabs her. I think this is when she reveals her out. No, that's later. That's in a minute.
Yeah, that happens in a minute.
So she like pulls out her staff and she like grabs her with like this energy thing and like slams her into a wall and like.
And just hoists her up.
Yeah. And she's like, you're coming with me. Doesn't matter. And she's like, why do you want to capture me? And Tux is like, I don't know. I don't understand the question. And she was like, you don't know why you're doing this? And she's like, no. And then we come back to the Rangers fighting. And when we come back, Tatsuya lets go of Shayla, who, and to Anna Marie Crouch's like absolute credit, she like face plants. She does that thing where she's like 3 inches from the ground and falls, but she like slams her face into the loam.
Man, why not the whole time?
The whole time. We could have had, this would have been an amazing twist in episode like 13, right? Like,
yeah,
where it's Princess Shayla's like, oh, I sing and blah 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 the whole time, but then like she gets captured and she's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you with my hands and feet now.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it is just like they didn't want her to overshadow the Rangers, because if Shayla can fight, then why do they need Merrick?
Right. I mean, you know what would have been even cooler? Get rid of Merrick. Shayla's the Wolf Ranger.
Hell yes, or a Bat Ranger.
That would have been great. Two birds, one stone. Don't need Merrick. Don't need Merrick. Cool Shayla. Adding a third bird with the same stone. No sing song.
Yes.
She like stands back up and she's like, oh, I get it. You don't have a will of your own. That's why you're doing this. You just do whatever you're told. That's why you're not like the Power Rangers, because they choose to fight for good. And that's why you'll never win. And it's like, oh, you're real close to a... I feel like you're missing a couple puzzle pieces, but like you're real close to something.
That was also in response to during the fight, Toxica said, we're actually not that different.
Right. And so that must be just setting up that line where like we are different because we have free will and choose to protect the Earth and you don't and don't.
Yeah.
I guess.
That also I don't know if Toxica said that before or after the I have a pure heart line.
I think it might have been after. I don't know. Happened at some point during the fight. Things are jumbly. So then we cut back to Ninja Nutty fight. We cut back to Shayla, who like trips. She like pushes Toxica, who trips into the pool.
Yeah, at some point Shayla, I think they scuffle again, and Toxica like knocks her over to the pool, and she's like does that thing, leans over and looks at it, where she's like, "I see your weakness."
Yeah.
So she just like judo flips her into it. I don't remember how she got in there.
I feel like she's just doing that thing where she's like walking towards her, poking her chest, and so she keeps backing up and then trips over a ledge into the pool. I don't remember, but Toxica ends up in the pool. She's being shocked and she screams. She gets out. She rips off her ninja outfit to reveal her very big regular outfit underneath it. And she's like, gotcha, I'm fine. And then pulls her horn off?
Yeah, it just like, I didn't see her if she pulled it off or not. She probably did, but it just like falls onto the ground.
She grabs it and she literally goes, well, it doesn't, I think she's holding it for a second. I don't think it falls down until later.
Okay, there's definitely a shot of it hitting the ground.
That's later on, because that's right at the end.
Okay.
But yeah, she just, like, pulls it off, and she's like, so Onikage was right. And then we get a flashback of Onikage in his very serial killer voice being like, oh, yeah, you didn't know? If you just cut your horn off, the sacred pool won't hurt you. And she's like, I only have the one. I can't do that. And he's like, oh, no, it'll grow back. You didn't know that?
Yeah, that line is pretty harsh, because after Mandalok like shocked her, she was like, I didn't know it was going to hurt me. He says, you don't know anything. And so for that to come back with Onikage now being like, you didn't know that? Of course she's going to be like, well, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, it's such a like...
It's physical and psychologically tearing down and abusing Toxica.
Yeah, and, like, it's so hard to watch because, like...
And it's like...
You just want to be like, Toxica, you need to get out of there. Like, this is bad. You need to leave.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't do any of this to Jindrax.
No, because Jindrax is a guy. Like...
Yeah.
Literally, it's that easy. It's extremely uncomfortable. We cut back to the present. Sheila's like... What? Like, there's no way that's true. You know they're using you. Trying to, like, Shayla completely flips. Like, a second ago, she's like, I'm gonna just keep kicking you till you stop. And now she's like, hold on, girl. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, Shayla has read all the signs and is like, oh, let's step back.
Yeah, and so Tasha's
just
like,
you don't need me kicking you anymore.
Yeah, Tasha's like, I don't care, and like grabs her again. No, I think we cut away after that.
Yeah, because now we're gonna get the Onikage.
Okay, so this is the other
mega heel turn.
Yeah, like so, it's like the heelist turn, right? So we come back to the ninja nutty fight at the river. And there's just, I looked down, so I don't know what happened. But all of a sudden, everyone is attacked. Every single person is hit by something.
It's Onikage. He's standing off to the side, and I don't know what made him do this. Maybe, like, the Rangers were starting to get the upper hand, and so he shoots everybody.
Yeah, so all the nutties disappear. Jindrax and the Rangers are down. Jindrax is like, what did you do? Because Onikage just steps right out. He's like, what did you do that for? He's like, a ninja does whatever it takes to win. It's like, well, okay. I didn't remember reading that in Naruto, but sure.
Yeah, and Jindrax is like, we're all orgs, we're on the same team, and you just shot me and killed a bunch of nutties.
Yeah, and Onikaga's like, well, yeah, I guess, but I'm a ninja too, so there's that. And then Jindrax is like, all right, you know what? I'm out of here. forget this. And so he leaves. And then is this when – this isn't when he grows. That's in a minute.
Yeah.
Because Ninja Man also just dips. And the Rangers are like, what the hell just happened? And they're like, oh, Princess Shayla, we got to go. So they leave. They get back up to –
I don't think they go back until the very end.
So we just cut right to the quarry then where Jindrax is there. And he's like, Tazuka will show up. She's going to show up. And so Mandalaka and Onikage are both there. And Jindrax is like, don't worry. She's going to be here. It's going to be fine. And then she walks up and she's like, she has a princess and she's walking up and we get like a POV shot and her vision like gets blurry.
Yeah. And she's obviously like exhausted.
Yeah. She's definitely like fading.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good word for it.
So she gets up there and she like kind of falls to her knees. And Jindrax is like, oh, she actually showed up. Holy crap. Yes. And she, like, falls to her knees. She's like, I got the princess. And so Jindrax runs over to Tazuka to, like, help her. And that's when he sees that her horn is cut off. And he's like, what did you do? What happened to your horn? And she's like, oh, it'll grow back. And Mandalok's like, no, it won't. That's stupid, you idiot.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Onikage told me that it would grow back. And Onikage's like, I don't remember saying anything like that. And I'm like boiling inside right now. And then because Jindrax also gets mad, but he's like so confused that he like has no idea what to do. Then she starts, Tazuka starts like crawling towards Mandalok to be like, do you accept me? Something like that. Yeah. It's really hard.
Like, I got the princess. Do you like me yet? Basically what
and
it
she,
is.
And like, she passes out. And we cut to Shayla. We see Shayla, who is, like, visibly mad at Mandalok. Not for being evil and kidnapping her, but for, like, lying and torturing his, she's, we'll say friend, but subordinate. Because in a second, maybe she says, like, why would you use your friend like this? And Mandalok's like, she's not my friend. I don't give a shit about her.
This is after Toxica has collapsed on the ground and is visibly, like, unconscious.
Yeah, and Jindrax is like...
And Jindrax straight up thinks she's dead.
And Jindrax is like, what is going on? What is happening? And then we just, like, cut back, like, to Shayla being, like, you know, like, why would you do this? And he's like, oh, I don't care. And then the shot, like, switches back to over near Mandalok, and it looks down at Toxica, like grabbing his legs, like, that was a lie what you said about not being friends, right? And he's like, no,
I think I could be wrong. This could already be a Mandela effect in my brain, like an hour after we watch this episode. But I swear to God, when she grabs them, they look at her and are like, "You're not dead."
Yeah, it's something like that. They might say like, "Oh, you're still here" or something like that. But yeah, it's basically like, "Oh, you're not dead yet." Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow, what an inconvenience for me at this moment in time.
So then the Rangers show up, and they have the Jungle Blaster, which is like the American weapon combo, you know, where Taylor's got a big hockey puck. I never thought we would see it again, and here we are five episodes later or so. So they put it together. They go to shoot Mandalok, and Mandalok grabs Toxica by the neck picks her up and uses her as a human shield. And
an orc shield.
It is hard to watch.
Yeah, because she is facing Mandalok. Yeah. She is staring Mandalok in the eyes when she gets blasted by the jungle blaster.
Her horn is cut off. I feel like her mask is also off. The like veil that's usually on, that's gone.
I think Jindrax it is.
Screams. And then we get, he's like, oh, I guess you were useful after all, as she is like crying and then explodes into gold dust. Hey, did you know that you don't watch AEW, right?
No, I've tried a couple times. It's not sticking with me.
Goldust is Benjamin Buttoning. And he can keep up with Sammy Guevara. He can kind of outpace Sammy Guevara right now.
DDP Yoga, man.
Dustin Rhodes is the spirit of Texas wrestling given form, and he's amazing.
He's always been really good.
He's a natural.
Yeah. I mean, even when he first was the Goldust character and it was like crazy out there.
Yeah.
He still was really good. And then they made him into an idiot.
Well, you know.
Because they can't let a thing be cool. They have to ruin
it. Well, no, because he's Dusty Rhodes' kid and Vince McMahon has a deep abiding hatred for Dusty Rhodes. And always will. And always did. And even when he was pretending he didn't, he super did. I hate Vince McMahon so much. Anyway, so Jindrax, like, this is when the horn falls down. There's, like, this shot of, like, her horn hitting the ground. Jindrax runs over and picks it up, like, this is the last remnants of my best friend.
Literally everyone he's ever loved now has died in front of
him. Is gone, and he's, like, Toxica, oh, no. And then Mandalok's like, Jindrax, get the princess. And he's like, okay. And he grabs the princess. They teleport away. He's like,
he grabs a princess and he's like, let's go, princess. But it's such a defeating tone that he says it in.
It's so rough. And then they teleport away. Ninja Man's still there and he stops the Rangers from like following or whatever. And then he just grows by himself. And they're like, oh, he didn't even need the magic beans.
Jindrax also, as he was running to the princess to grab her and teleport, Jindrax also grabbed Toxica's staff. And I feel like that's going to be very important.
Okay, so he's got the horn and the staff. I'm hoping, something comes of
there's
that.
There's got to be a grow a new org out of this horn spell or
Boy,
something.
Howdy, I hope so. I don't think I've ever hated a villain as much as I hate Ninja Man and Mandalok.
Yeah.
And Power Rangers. They are the first ones that are actively cruel.
Yeah.
Actually villainous. And it, like, I hate it. I hate them. Ninja Man, gross. Onikage, gross. They get the Ice Megazord. They do the stare, which I realized make it's the big eyes on the wings. It goes from regular human eyes on the bird wings to cat eyes. Got a lot going on there. And they're going to do like a final strike, but then Ninja Man disappears and does that like attack from the top.
I thought because they froze him and that worked. I mean, it looks like it worked.
Yeah.
And then they went to do the final strike, Pele kick. At him, and I was like, they're just gonna kill this monster in two moves,
right? But nope,
he does a ninja move instead.
So he lands on them and attacks them and knocks them down. Well, then we cut to Merrick just standing in the quarry smelling.
So he gets there and he's like, there's no wind here, as like some background moves in the wind,
right? And then he's like, an org is nearby, and he looks over at the quarry wall and he shoots it and Ninja Man pops out and Ninja Man and the big one disappears right before he can, you know, behead the Isis Megazord.
His sword just cuts through org horns. I imagine it can cut through Megazords
probably. So Ninja Man pops out and he's like he's like, Wolf Ranger, cut the shit. You keep shooting me and blocking all my cool illusions.
He says, like, you're always ruining my plans. And Merrick's like, I don't care about your plans. I just want the princess back.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll never tell. And then he starts spinning around in a circle and digs into the ground by spinning. And then we cut from there to the Animarium, where the Power Rangers are just all sitting around looking sad. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, no voiceover, thank God.
What a
mood killer that douche would have been.
I would have lost my mind if it was like, gosh howdy, I guess the Power Rangers are real sad about this one.
The Rangers sit and contemplate the fate of Princess Shayla as they try to make a plan on what to do. Tune in next time, Power fans.
It's like...
same Power Place, same Power Channel.
It's like the narrator is just the stage direction of what's happening, and they mislabeled it, like in that Kevin Sorbo clip of him going, disappointed! Where, because it wasn't in parentheses, so we thought it was dialogue. I think someone just, like, they looked at the script and they went, I can't tell if this is just what the Power Rangers are doing or if this is someone saying something, so get Duke back in the booth. Anyway, Josh, it's that's like the end of the episode. I started. That... What's the best?
It's just the janitor they pull in and they're like, read this line.
Right. Yeah.
The best... I think the best is when Shayla starts fighting.
Yeah. I think the best is... No, I think I'm also going to... Yeah, I'm also going to give that the best.
Yeah.
Because it's like so out of nowhere. It makes a lot of sense. And it just makes me mad that it didn't happen 25 episodes ago.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
I'm torn on the worst because... Mandalock is like super bad.
Uh-huh.
But it's not in like a worst way. Like, it definitely is effective in what it is trying to achieve.
Yes.
And I think it really brings this episode up to a level it was not at before.
Right, yeah.
So I think I'm gonna worst the weird evil Merrick.
I think that is also it is like a technical worst, like, because it's shot really confusingly and it's really hard to figure out like what's going on, and it is such an easy fix.
It's really frustrating when we sit here and talk about that scene for 2 minutes and figured out a better way.
Yeah, like it could, and like they, even with what they shot, they could have edited around it to make it work right, you know?
Yeah.
But so halfway through this episode, I was like, what's the worst? Well, the worst is that we didn't get Shayla doing cool karate earlier. And then, like, all this toxic stuff at the end happened. I was like, oh, Onikage is the worst. I hate this manipulator. I hate him so much. But it does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's hard to worst something like that when, like, it's intentional and it's not. Yeah. And it's not. Gross.
It's like, yeah, it's a kayfabe worst. The actual worst is just the way that that whole evil Merrick stuff was shot. Who's the MVP?
I'm gonna give it to Jindrax, I think. Okay. Because there's a lot of I just think that his actor did like really good acting.
Yeah, for sure.
And all of his reactions to everything and just him trying to help Toxica and like trying to be there for her. But he is still an org, so he's trying to help her in a way that's like, we can still do bad stuff for them.
Right, because like, it's what we're supposed to do, but yeah. Like,
it's this episode gets really complex with these characters in a hurry, and I feel like Jindrax really nailed it.
Yeah, I originally was going to give it to Sin Wong, who is Toxica's actress, because she has to play like 500 different emotions sequentially, like immediately after another. She has to like switch where she is on the emotional spectrum so fast. And she does like a really good job of that, that like it's conveyed, you know, exactly like what she's feeling. So I want to either give it to her or to Princess Shayla for not only being like, oh, by the way, I do know karate. And at the end being like, girl, you need to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, this is clearly like not good. You are in trouble. But I think I'm going to give it to Sin Wong.
Yeah. Even after Shayla is captured, she's like, stop treating Toxica like that.
Yeah, like, right. Like, yeah, she's the person who did capture her. She's like, hey, this is bad what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is just wrong.
So it's a tough MVP. I'm going to stick with Jindrax, but this could go one of three ways easy.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sin Wong. And we don't need to rank the episode because it's a two-parter.
Right.
So,
man,
here's...
This is a good part one, part two. Don't kill it. Don't ruin
please.
It.
I do have a question. It'll probably fit, like, the next episode probably will be answered. Why is this called the Master's Herald? Is that Onikage?
Because
the
Herald
Master
mean?
Is Mandalock right now.
Yes.
Okay. Because it makes it seem like Master Org's going to pop back up.
Unless Master Org comes back in part two.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see. Tune in, Ranger fans. Well, I guess we'll see you on Friday. But since we don't need to do the end stuff, we can just get out now. Hopefully, I got rid of all the lawnmower noises and weed whacker fights, I think, that were happening outside my apartment. But hopefully none of that came through. And double, hopefully, they'll be done by Wednesday. So we don't have to deal with this on the next episode. So we will see you on Friday for the Masterless Herald Part 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
What are the numbers?
Oh, first we have to sync.
You're right. This Ghostbusters got me delusional, man. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode... Start over. Just going to take this whole thing again. I don't know what's in... Oh, it got into me.